We've talked about the terrible loss of life because of the spike in heroin use. Actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. Citizens in Vermont, Vermont's governor, said heroin abuse treatment has increased in his state by 770%. Nationwide, heroin use has doubled, according to the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and deaths have doubled as well. So loss of life, but what are the other costs? Let's check into New Hampshire. Colonel Bob Quinn is the director of the New Hampshire Division of State Police. He joins us from New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, and you, of course, have seen the same spike others have.
We have. In New Hampshire alone, in 2012, we had 38 heroin overdose deaths. And in 2013, we saw that number rise to 64 heroin overdose deaths.
Yeah, so right there, you're at the double statistic that we're hearing about. Obviously, it's heartbreaking to see this happen across the border in Vermont. The governor there says it is the worst problem facing the state. But tell us some of the other ways that it affects the criminal justice system.
Well, you know, it's very hard to quantify just how many heroin-addicted residents you have in a state. But what I can tell you is this, and working with local police chiefs across the state, meeting with them regularly, the drug-related crimes, and I take them from the lowest offenses, from shoplifting to the theft cases, and as you rise up and get into the more serious crimes, the burglaries and the armed robberies, many of those arrested, finally apprehended, will say that their underlying cause for the crime was a drug-related addiction. More specifically, we're hearing opiates, whether in the form of heroin or prescription drugs. That's what we're seeing is at the root of this.
It makes sense that crime is driven up as people are looking for ways to pay for their habits. What's the ripple effect of crime being driven up?
Well, the ripple effect is the calls for service is taxing a lot of these local departments. We see it at a state level. But what it also does is it diverts you from some of the other goals you might have as a law enforcement agency or state police agency, highway safety, trying to drive down some of these fatals. And I'm sure it detracts from some of the community policing goals that other departments might have.
For instance, I'm reading some statistics from a recent gathering of New Hampshire's law enforcement and corrections officials. 40% of your state's highway fatalities are linked to drug or alcohol abuse. 40%, that's almost half. There's 124 troopers trained just to detect drug impairment?
That's correct. And that is called the DRE program, the Drug Recognition Expert Program. And we at the state police do approximately between 13 and 1,400 DWI, drug or alcohol impaired arrests. And when somebody is suspected of driving under the influence of alcohol, it's one battery of tests, field sobriety tests. However, if they're suspected of being impaired by a drug, then it requires a DRE, a specially trained, highly trained officer to come out and do those tests. And then it takes a trained prosecutor to be able to present that evidence and obviously seek a conviction.
Well, and that brings us to court. And you have a circuit court judge there, Edward Gordon, who says running a drug court costs up to $12,000 a person and involves about 115 participants who are drug tested 3 to 4 times a week and must attend group support sessions every day. That's a lot of resources.
It is. And one of the things that I think is important is we've already seen what it costs when somebody gets to the point where they're committing an armed robbery. I mean, violent crimes do take place. So what I've always said and continue to say is I think it's important if you can get these people rehabilitated, get them treated at the front end, I think it's going to be a better investment than seeing them escalate to a violent crime where, in some cases, people get killed.
Well, and we're seeing that it's not uniform across the board in your state, which is probably true of other states, that some counties do have drug diversion programs trying to tend to the drug problem, but others don't. So in some counties, you just go straight to jail.
Correct. But what I can tell you is this. In the last several months, leadership in New Hampshire from the chiefs of police, Department of Safety, we've been meeting with the Commissioner of Health and Human Service, the Commissioner of Corrections, meeting with the governor's office. We've all looked at this, and we all agree that this is a big problem. And the only way that this can be addressed is it's going to take a multidisciplinary approach, which involves, obviously, enforcement, education, and most importantly, treatment and rehabilitation. So I think we are all in agreement on that.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine you wouldn't be. I'm looking at another stat that's amazing. This is from your corrections commissioner, Bill Wren. He said about 85% of people in prison in New Hampshire are in prison because of substance abuse problems. 85%.
Yeah, it's a huge number. And I talked to those running the county facilities, and they're seeing the same numbers there as well. You know, and again, you can invest the dollars on the back end, or you can look on the front end.
Well, quite something. So are you saying that the mindset in New Hampshire seems to be reallocating resources to beds on the front end instead of beds behind bars, you know, to treatment centers?
Well, what I've said is we are not going to arrest our way out of this problem, and I strongly believe that. What we've seen at our forensic lab is this. In 2007, 4% of the cases coming in were heroin-related. Today, we're at 15%.
Oh.
Heroin has surpassed other drugs. Prescription drugs have surpassed cocaine. So, and these are only the cases where we've made an arrest. We are seeing heroin being seized through law enforcement in all corners of the state. So the demand is high. I think you have to address the demand first, because the supply is another issue that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
As I stated, all of us in leadership here in New Hampshire, our eyes are wide open, and you cannot just look at enforcement. I think the education is very important. I don't think people today understand that the prescription drugs can be a springboard to using heroin. Many have started abusing prescription drugs, never realizing or expecting that they would then be involved with the heroin use. And as tragic as the heroin overdose death is, I think what the public needs to know is if you are a family dealing with someone that is addicted to heroin, it is a nightmare every day that they deal with. So the quicker that we can get them on the path to rehabilitation and treatment, the better for everybody.
Colonel Bob Quinn, Director of the New Hampshire Division of State Police at New Hampshire Public Radio. Colonel Quinn, thank you.
Thank you.